All right, let's move on to item 11, which is the pension administration system project update. Looks like we have some folks here. Aaron, welcome. Jesse? All right, so let me turn it over to Christina and we'll start there.
So I know last meeting I took a lot of the good news and reported it, so I want to let them report the good news this time, since I know a lot of times in the past they've been in the position of reporting bad news. So I'm going to hand it over to them and let them give you the good news.
Fair enough.
All right. I went to the Seahawks game on Sunday, so I was quite pleased with my buddy wearing his Seahawks hat. He quickly left as soon as Metcalf walked off the field, so that was a good day for me. There is good news. There are three modules that were expected to be delivered this month, and they were delivered last week, and the quality of the modules is really meeting our expectations. These are more complex modules, but there's the service retirement calculation, disability retirement calculation, and a vendor self-service portal, and all of them were up to snuff, and it was really nice to see. And just to give you some numbers, when we were talking months ago about the quality being bad, the quality was coming out at 10-20% pass rates of test cases, meaning only 10-20% of those test cases were passing. And we had a lot of discussions and Sagittarius did look at resources and changed a number of things. And now we're up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s as far as percentage pass rate. So I'm very pleased to see that type of turnaround on the quality. We have another big one coming up next week. We have benefit payments, which is probably one of the most important modules. So we're gearing up, getting ready for that to be delivered. Right now, it looks like that's going to be delivered on schedule. That's going to go through a number of weeks of testing, estimated about 4 to 6 weeks of testing. And at the same time, we'll probably be starting parallel testing as well, either later this month or start of January. So why that's important is because a result of that testing is going to be key input into the overall project plan that we will review to determine what the true go-live date is going to be. As a refresher, what we said is we wanted to see how Sagittarius performed on these more complex modules and their delivery so that we can build confidence in a plan and a real date as opposed to kicking the can continuously. So that's what we're looking forward to next. So by the, I think it's the January 24th meeting, that we're prepared to present a project plan to the board with a go-live date. And that's where we are, Mr. Chair.
All right, excellent. Any questions for Jesse before we turn it over to Aaron? All right, I don't see any questions. Thank you, Jesse. Aaron, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having us. As Jesse mentioned, and the representatives from CSERA, you know, we have seen a change recently. I'm always somewhat pessimistic. I'm a glass half empty kind of person, right? And I just want to say there's work still to be done, right? But over the past, I would say over the past month, we have seen significant changes of being able to deliver based on agreed dates with CSERA and with a higher quality than what we've seen previously. And I think that's shown by the efficiencies of the testing that's occurred by CSERA staff and the progress we're making there. So we have, as Jesse mentioned, you know, we have somewhat turned a corner. However, there is still work to be done, right? And I think the next step is defining the plan for actual go-live and then managing and monitoring to the plan with transparency to everyone.
Well, it's hard to argue with that, you know. And I would say you're a glass half full kind of guy, Aaron, I think. But I think the important thing is the trend line that you alluded to, right? Yeah. That we turned a corner on what had been a negative trend, and it developed into a positive trend. trend, and it's been building on that. So to me, that's a good sign. I'm cautiously optimistic, to use that phrase. It gets overused. But I think we're all pleased with the change in terms of the fundamental changes that got made on your end to deliver a higher quality product. I think we're pleased that we're seeing some certainty around timeframes, dates, expectancies. And so, you know, it's as much as we can ask for at this point. But I would say it's welcome news. Yeah. Other thoughts and comments, Jerry?
Yeah, as one of the other individuals who's been more vocal than perhaps some, I'm glad we're spending some time talking about the positive turn. That doesn't mean we're home free. I get that. And I appreciate the cautionary notes, but I sent a note to Christina last meeting saying I didn't think we'd had enough time, unfortunately, to respond on the record to her positive comments, because there are people that listen to this, there are people that hear about it, and they've certainly heard the negative comments and the tough reports you've had to bring. So again, I know you're not home free, but this is a much better report to be able to bring in, so it can't help but also improve the morale of the team. Right. And it makes a big difference, I'm sure, for the Cesera team to know that they've got something to really work on and something to cook with. And so congratulations as of this day. keep it coming.
Yeah, I'll be like Brock Purdy and just take it in stride.
Yeah, I think the only comment I would say is think it's a collective effort from everyone that has got us to this point, right? So I just want to say thank you also to the Cesera team and also to Siegel as well, right, for being really collaborative and working together through some of the challenges that we've had in order to move the project forward for, you know, the best interests of Cesera. So it's not just a Sagitech aspect, it's the entire team.
Well, I think everybody's pleased that when we hit the long rough patch that, you know, you all made fundamental changes and righted the ship. So, you know, it's certainly noticed and appreciated. And I think we're getting closer to the end than to the beginning. Yeah. So that's as much as we can hope for and ask for, and we'll remain optimistic until proven otherwise. So I think we want to remain optimistic and try to build on what has been done. So thank you both. Unless there are other questions, thank you both, and have a good holiday.
Thank you. And the same to the board. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you probably on the 24th, it sounds like, of January. Not December. All right.